WTAW News time is 7:05. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwarneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Official numbers from Easterwood Airport for our latest round of rain is 4.5 inches, but individuals have reported over 6. Thursday night's thunderstorms resulted in College Station firefighters being called out to 14 incidents. The list included 5 rescues involving vehicles stalled in rising water. There were 3 fires, 1 in Bryan and 2 in College Station, that damaged a storage shed and a clothes dryer. Bryan school officials and their consulting architects spent Thursday afternoon at Merrill Green Stadium, where a proposed bond issue now calls for $2.5 million of improvements.
If we're going to continue to use Merrill Green Stadium, it's just things that have to be done.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace organized the inspection after board member David Stasny asked why it cost $2 million to replace the press box. Wallace says they're looking at a less expensive alternative.
We're going to see if we can't keep the existing shell.
We've spent a lot of money over there in recent years, so yeah, I would hope we can save something.
Dr. Wallace also said several spots where the pavement has cracked and shifted need to be repaired and joints need to be sealed. As advertised, the latest segment of freeway construction will be completed before the start of the fall semester at Texas A&M. Bob Colwell at the TxDOT District Office in Bryan says, weather permitting, the northbound exit to Harvey Road will open next Thursday. A week from today, the northbound freeway exit at Briarcrest will be closed, and this Monday night, northbound traffic between Harvey and University will be diverted to the frontage road to remove a brick sign. A Bryan dentist who told police he secretly videotaped a dental assistant in the employee bathroom has entered a plea agreement in Brazos County District Court.
67-year-old William Birdwell was sentenced to the maximum 2 years for the felony crime of improper visual recording. As part of 4 years probation, Birdwell will serve 21 consecutive days in the county jail next month. District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says this is right in line with similar cases prosecuted by his office.
We talked to our victims, which we did in this case, who was in full agreement with the plea offer and sentence in this case.
Birdwell also ordered to perform 80 hours community service and undergo a psychological evaluation. Birdwell's attorney says his client asked forgiveness from those affected. He's deeply sorry for his actions and accepts full responsibility and consequences for them. Birdwell gave up his license and resigned from the State Board of Dental Examiners following his arrest. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Brazos County District Court jury heard the testimony of a criminal trial but didn't get the chance to consider guilt or innocence. That's because 36-year-old Lance Gentry of Bryan pleaded guilty to aggravated kidnapping and the strangulation of his estranged girlfriend last year. As part of a plea agreement, Gentry was sentenced to 25 years. A one-eyed domesticated emu was returned to its owner after being rescued near Curtin. Marianne Balcar and her mother told the Eagle they used bread and vanilla wafers to lure the bird away from the road, then used a hog trap to capture and hold it until the owners were notified and found by Brazos County Sheriff's officers. WTAW News time is 7:08. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwarneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwarneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwarneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwarneman Flooring today.
Zwarneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
You may have heard of the expression like trying to get a golf ball through a garden hose. Well, if you've got a bunch of folks in your family and they're trying to get on the Wi-Fi all at the same time, you know what that problem's like. The more web-enabled devices you have, the faster internet speed you need for your house. And Suddenlink has you covered with the fastest speed in the area. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and Suddenlink is the way to go. If you're thinking about switching up from your current provider to Suddenlink, now is absolutely the best time to do it. Why? It's the big switch event from Suddenlink. Get the Suddenlink SL200 HD TV, 15.0 internet and home phone for only $30 a month per service when you bundle. And unlike satellite providers, there is absolutely no contract, none, zero, zip, zilch. But if you decide you're going, yeah, it's not my favorite, you won't. But if that's something that does happen, they've got a 30-day, we promise, money-back guarantee. It's faster and easier than ever before to get online. And, well, if you have Suddenlink, it is. If you're not, maybe you need to do it on the phone. But you can do it online if you want to. All you need to do is go online, to suddenlink.com and get signed up. Suddenlink's got the best product lineup ever, so go to 4144 East 29th Street for more information. Sign up, you'll be glad you did. Signing up is easy at suddenlink.com as well.
If you're an entrepreneur, small business owner, or veteran looking to start a new company, you're invited to the Governor's Small Business Forum. Friday, August 15th from 8 to 4 at the MSC on A&M's campus, you'll have the opportunity to learn about the resources and valuable tools, skills, and knowledge to thrive in today's competitive entrepreneurial economy. The Governor's Small Business Forum will feature discussions on a range of small business topics and networking opportunities with statewide business leaders. Go to cnve.tamu.edu for info and to register. That's cnve.tamu.edu.
Good morning, it's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer 8-to-8 service. That's overtime coverage for you without the overtime charges. You get home, unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out there. 690-2278. Here we go.
We'll generally have a lot of clouds around through today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and temperatures mostly up in the 80s. And we stay mostly cloudy during tonight. Showers and thunderstorms a few heavy this evening. Low temperature mid-70s overnight. Tomorrow, periods of clouds and sunshine. Back to some hot weather, low 90s. Maybe a thunderstorm. Scattered clouds around at night, mid-70s. And sunshine with a few clouds on Sunday. Hot, lower to middle 90s with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit. The SEC has released the, fallout for the SEC this year. Who's coming in where and who made what team? We'll have all that along with Zach Taylor in Hoover, Alabama. The British Open is underway and Major League Baseball is getting back to work. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you about 7:50.
Don't know if it was for his Pinterest followers or what, but New York Representative Sean Patrick Maloney decided to have his nuptials recorded by a camera mounted on a drone. One problem, the FAA bans that. Can't be doing that. Can't do that for commercial purposes, like charging people for aerial wedding photography. FAA now appears to be investigating the incident. But again, he's a rep.
It depends on the definition of drone.
What is drone is.
That too.
So suppose that's probably right. So let's say you work for Chicago's Water Saver Faucet Company. You hear about these folks? If you use the bathroom at their company, you know, you're working there, you better get your business done in 6 minutes or less per day. A local union now says that the factory has installed a swipe card system on the bathroom to time your potty breaks. Employees will have disciplinary measures meted upon them if they exceed the allocated time. The union says if an employee hits 60 minutes or more over the last 10 working days, then they are in trouble.
What if you're sick?
The union, hey, take it up with the boss or your shop steward. The union says 19 workers were disciplined in June alone.
I thought the way I read it was they were giving $20 gift cards, but they'd take away a dollar for infractions.
Apparently, what Steve Kirsten, he's the CEO of Water Saver, says the policy came about because some employees were spending too much time in the toilet. More than 120 hours of production lost in May due to the visits. He says noting employees should be able to take care of their business during their regular breaks, which total 1 hour a day. Now, if you don't use the bathroom at all while you're on the clock, you will be rewarded $1 per day.
Ah, I see.
Okay. They'll have a gift card that they'll give you at the end of the month. Which will be a nightmare. You know, it'll be a bookkeeping nightmare.
Yeah.
Because then somebody's going to say, I did too have, 18 hours instead of the 16 that you gave me.
Yes, Mr. Smith, we're with the potty patrol. We need to see you in Mr. Sinkin's office, please.
Oh, man, just...
I know of businesses that check people out to go to the bathroom. I mean, you have to sign out just to take your little potty.
Really?
Break. Yep.
That's like fourth grade.
I'm telling you.
I'm not saying anything about where I used to work, But not even they did that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's a special kind of company. It is, it is.
Well, I mean, security from a special, you know, from a...
Micromanagement. Yeah. They specialize in it, and they do it well.
Hello?
Hi, I wanted to give some clarification on the FAA thing.
Okay.
I actually spoke to someone from the FAA yesterday, and they were telling me that the act of flying the drone over an urban area was a no-no, but they can't really regulate the photos.
Okay, so in other words, just having it up in the air is what the problem is. Is that it?
Right.
Okay, and right. Thanks. And again, it's unenforceable, right?
Right.
Were they going to shoot it down?
Yeah. Again, we've talked about that. I mean, not saying something that people haven't thought about.
No, yeah.
You get a bunch of people together, and you have a drone out there.
There's an official FAA pellet gun now.
Yeah, well, again, it could introduce, some dangerous situations.
It could. Well, and the regulation is really aimed at these forward-flying, more plane-like drones. They don't really understand how to deal with lightweight quadcopters.
Yeah, the little quadcopter thing, right. Yeah, and which again, can do what
it
I talked about.
Yep, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still absolutely. Can fall out of the air.
Can come right in there, just that. So... kind of an interesting story out of San Francisco at the airport there. A guy who was drunk at the airport, wearing khaki pants and a blue polo instead of a TSA uniform, told two women that he was a TSA agent and brought him over to a private booth for pat-downs. 53-year-old man was not identified. Was caught after other members of the security staff spotted him doing the screening. Turns out he'd been drinking at the lounge for several hours, apparently swiped a pair of latex gloves, and he was off to the races. Holy! Man. It's not been a good week.
At what point do you look at him and go, there's nothing official about this guy, and he's obviously bombed?
Well, again, I don't know. I'm not sure. Obviously, people not paying attention, going, well, you know, they got to get on the airplane.
They knew he was faking when they pulled out a map and he pointed to D.C.
Yeah, did, for sure. That's he actually knew where D.C.
Yeah.
was,
yeah.
And then you knew he wasn't a TSA agent. But, I mean, if you'll think about it, the TSA agents, even in major airports, they're just crawling with TSA agents. How could somebody actually, you know, break in line, if you will? And, again, that's at San Francisco Airport. I'm going to say that's probably a considerable area and distance that you must travel under their scrutiny, right? How does this guy kind of break into line and take two women out for the private booth pat-down?
But see, that's the thing about making your security policy to suspect everyone, because then you suspect no one. It's so overwhelming to, oh, could they be a terrorist? Are they? Oh, they look a little nervous. No. If you focus on what the problems are, then you can keep an eye out for problems.
We're too busy patting down 90-year-old grannies.
Just
be quiet.
Exactly.
We have to be doing that.
Exactly.
Have to be taking care of looking at those babies and things like that.
Because they could be a terrorist.
That's right. Yeah, baby terrorists. It's very, very possible. Microsoft cutting their workforce by up to 18,000 people in the next year. Wall Street Journal telling us that. That's about 14% of their workforce.
That's big.
It is. Well, Microsoft, which is neither. Turns out that the layoffs are mostly come from the tablet and phone divisions, which become kind of extraneous now because Microsoft, of course, has got the Nokia handset division there. And so those people can take care of that part of it, so they don't need the duplication of employees. Microsoft has about 100,000 employees. Apple, about 80,000, just so you know, or if you care. So maybe it's becoming a cottage industry. I'm not sure, but cookbooks and even cooking classes having to do with marijuana in the food. More than just pot brownies now. They've got candles. They've got baked goods. They've got infused oils. A spokesman for the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, that's normal, says you're seeing a lot of these types of products like cannabis cookbooks. They've always been popular among the subset of marijuana, but with the fact now that more and more people from the mainstream are able to consume, there's a lot more interest. From a business standpoint, it is a lucrative one. One business selling pot-infused chocolate bars has been able to raise their price from $9 to $17 per bar.
See, they say marijuana is not less or non-addictive, but you put it in the food, and that sounds like a positive feedback loop for me.
Yeah, you're right.
Man, I'm so hungry.
Hello?
Good morning. You mentioned that Microsoft is laying off 18,000 workers. Well, Bill Gates is a huge proponent of the guest worker program. I wonder where that fits in.
Pow!
Yeah. We'll see how that works out. Now, I don't know that this necessarily comes as a surprise. As the guy from Normal says, there are more people in the mainstream who are consuming. New report says that Denver's car rental companies are being swamped with marijuana that's left behind.
Oh,
by
yeah,
customers.
Right.
Which, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, yeah. if
can't
you
take it with you,
that's nope. Right. You know, when you'll get in trouble if you go someplace else with that
My
stuff.
My favorite part of that story was the quote from the owner who said, "Yeah, I got to try to catch it before it gets to the car wash guys because you know they'll take it."
Forget the $2 and change that we got there. No, let's go for the stuff in the bag. Oh, and again, I guess that's probably not surprising. They should have thought about that and known that that was going to be something that would. That would happen, that with that marijuana there and tempting.
Dope.
Okay, remember the story?
Dope.
Remember the story I had yesterday about the lady who was taking her kiddo to the McDonald's and she had her laptop stolen, and so she had the child wanted to go play at a park next
yes.
to, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And we were discussing exactly what was going to come out of that, because what happened was, if you missed it, this lady works at McDonald's, a single parent, works at McDonald's, had her kiddo playing with her laptop at the store because she couldn't afford, I guess, child care or whatever, or the age of the child. Anyway, laptop gets stolen in a break-in into her home, and so what's she going to do with her kiddo while she's working? And the little girl asked if she could play in a park that was adjacent to the McDonald's, and she said sure. So she goes over there, and after about 3 days, a lady sees this child as being unsupervised, asks, "Where's your mom? She's at work." So CPS swoops in, takes the child away from mom. So that's where we are. Until somebody gets up on the internet and created an online fundraiser for this lady. And apparently $13,000 has been raised now.
Wow.
So, I mean, I guess that's pretty good. Now, the thing is, she was arrested and charged. The lady was arrested and charged with unlawful conduct toward a child. And social services has her. So we'll see what comes out of that. But anyway.
How old was the kid again?
Do
we ever know?
Yeah, I want to say 9 years old. She's 9 years old. And
see, this to me harkens back to some things that we've kind of touched on a little bit. But at 9 years old, I'd leave the house in the morning.
Yeah.
And mom would say, be back by dark.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Well, and again, of course, you know, in the big city, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But still, the idea that kiddos will be on their own is... it's pretty, you know, generally happens a lot, and certainly in communities our side, communities that we have here. Anyhow, see how that, that's chapter two. We'll see how it all finishes up, though. 7:23 now.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems installs all types of roofing, including metal and tile. They provide homeowners peace of mind by exceeding manufacturer specifications, completing jobs on time, and offering lifetime material and labor warranties. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Aggie-owned and operated. Click myaggieroofer.com for Lone Star Roof Systems.
Nestled in southern Brazos County, down in the community of Peach Creek, it's Peach Creek Vineyards. It's a great place for you to go and spend a little bit of time. They're open Saturdays from noon until 6 and Sundays from 1 until 5, but they're open other times by request. You just need to be in touch with them and see if you can work something out. You know, they've got probably almost 24 different wines available for you to sample and share with your friends. They have a girls' night out. This is the third Wednesday in each month from 6 until 8. Bring your friends out, ladies. Enjoy the winery, a glass of wine. You can RSVP at their Facebook page so that they'll know how many folks will be out there. And also, let's see, coming up tomorrow is the Blessing of the Harvest, the annual Blessing of the Harvest. There'll be entertainment out there. Look on the Facebook event page and get some more information. In addition to that, with warm weather here, don't forget they have the Frappe Vino machine that makes wine slushies. What you do is you flavor the neutral mix with the wine of your choice, and as a result, it's a really cool two-type ways of enjoying your favorite wine at Peach Creek Vineyards. So you can go to peachcreekvineyards.com and look for Peach Creek Vineyards on Facebook, and don't forget the Blessing of the Harvest coming up tomorrow at Peach Creek Vineyards.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. There's something new at Superior Air Repair. It's our new phone number, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. That's 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Now when you need air conditioning or heating service, call Superior at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. Easy to remember, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR from Superior Air Repair. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
At the Bank and Trust, your new home is just a local call away. Buying a home is the single most important investment we ever make. Although the process can seem intimidating, we're dedicated to providing a rewarding and positive experience. We're committed to helping you secure the home loan that best fits your needs, and no one works harder to find a way to say yes. We welcome the opportunity to earn your business. Call us today at 260-2100 or visit us online at banktbt.com. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Building a home can be a stressful and complicated process. Let Michael Schaefer at Schaefer Custom Homes ease your mind. He can build you a custom house, allowing you to make it into a home. His home buyers give him great reviews.
We were very impressed by his style and quality of his craftsmanship.
What made it so easy was how gracious and professional he was about everything.
Without a doubt, you have the best quality and features at the best price of any other home builder in the area.
Log on to SchaeferCustomHomes.net. Building better relationships. Schaefer Custom Homes.
Good morning, it's 7:26. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. High temperature today, about 87. We've got a 50-50 chance of some rain hanging around. Most all of it is down along I-10 and below, but still could have some pop up today because there's plenty of moisture in the atmosphere. A little bit of light shower activity down in Grimes County right now, and a little bit out to our west near Austin. But generally, all the heavy stuff is off in that part of the state down below us. Anyway, look for a high temperature today, about 90 degrees, and the 50-50 chance of showers. Then tonight, it's a 20% chance of rain. 74 will be our low. Tomorrow, about 90 for a high, and a 20% chance of showers, and we'll have 20% on Sunday as well. But then we get warming up again. And Monday and Tuesday, we'll be back up into the middle to upper 90s. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 6, 97% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we're looking at 74 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Washington Post columnist Cortland Malloy has riled D.C. cyclists. His latest column calls the bicyclist road bullies, who've got more nerve than an L.A. biker gang. He writes about the bike riders, some of them in rickshaws, who tie up rush hour traffic laughing at annoyed motorists. He describes bike ninjas who ride at night with no lights. Others ride the wrong way on sidewalks and bike lanes. But if you ask them to obey the rules, Malloy says, you risk having your car spit on or damaged. Some are even demanding a bike escalator be installed on a district hill so they won't have to tire themselves out getting up to the top. Now, most who bike around D.C., according to Malloy, are newly arrived white millennials. He accuses the cops of being very tolerant with them, in contrast to harsh treatment of young blacks on bikes. Now, Mr. Malloy notes that there's a $500 fine if a district motorist hits a bicyclist. But, he wrote, some behaviors are so egregious that some drivers might think it's worth paying the fine. Andy Clark, the president of the League of American Bicyclists, called the column a dreadful piece. He accuses Malloy of coming dangerously close to inciting violence against cyclists. Shane Farthing of the Washington Area Bicyclist Association complains that Malloy is trying to justify violence against real people on real bikes. Mr. Malloy, I think you've hit a sore spot. You should tell these apologists to take a hike on their bikes. Maybe go fly a kite. Actually, I agree with this guy for once.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut them down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinsky, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinsky at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinsky.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station Fire Department responded to 14 incidents Thursday night. There were three structure fires, one in Bryan, another on the Texas A&M campus at Dunn Hall in a clothes dryer, and in a storage shed behind a home on Bahia Drive near Ponderosa and Rio Grande. College Station firefighters made five rescues involving vehicles stalled in rising water. Those driving the Earl Rudder Freeway have more changes in the near future. Bob Colwell at the TxDOT office in Bryan says a week from now, the northbound on and off ramps to and from University will open, and the northbound exit to Briarcrest will close.
We've had the signs out there that said that we were going to close. It was either the 21st or the 22nd, and due to the weather conditions, we have changed all of that. You know, everything that we do, unfortunately, is weather dependent, but that, you know, trying to forecast this is kind of like predicting the weather, but this is the best guess that we have at this time.
And northbound lanes will be closed Monday night between Harvey and University to remove a brick sign on a bridge. Traffic will be diverted to the frontage road. What began as a proposed replacement of the press box at Merrill Green Stadium has become a larger project. It's one piece of a proposed bond issue that the Bryan School Board will finalize on Monday night. Thursday, Superintendent Tommy Wallace was part of a group touring the stadium.
We've got several spots throughout the course of the stadium, the pavement is cracked and shifted, and there's several spots that we need to seal joints, and there's some other things we need to do there besides just a press box, and so we're going to look at that. So that would be just facility upgrades in general at Merrill Green.
Dr. Wallace told the board this week the present price estimate at the stadium was $2.5 million. Last week, the price to replace the press box was $2 million, which was cut from the original estimate of $4 million. Copper thieves are at it again. Bryan police received a report Wednesday from those building a 5-bed, 4.5-bath home on Fairway Drive south of the municipal golf course that someone took $2,500 of copper from the construction site. Another large theft reported to Bryan police Wednesday came from Sioux Falls Prater, reporting two ATVs were stolen. The value of the vehicles was estimated at more than $45,000. A third theft had a happier ending. BPD reports a U-Haul trailer stolen from Aggie Liquidators earlier this week was recovered on Wednesday and returned to the business. A Bryan dentist will serve 21 days in the Brazos County Jail for videotaping an employee who was about to change her clothes.
That's part of the punishment as part of a plea agreement reached in district court with 67-year-old William Birdwell. District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says the victim was in full agreement with the deal.
This is right in line with the other cases that we have dealt with. And frankly, when you have a violation of trust and a violation of privacy that this big, you're going to have serious consequences.
Birdwell sentenced to the maximum jail time of 2 years, but was given 4 years probation for the felony crime of improper visual recording. He was ordered to undergo a psychological evaluation and perform 80 hours of community service. Parsons says there are no additional known victims. Birdwell surrendered his license following his arrest May 21st and also resigned from the Texas State Board of Dental Examiners. Birdwell's attorney says his client decided to quickly address the criminal charges in order to not delay the case, which hopefully will help the complaining witness, his family, and all those involved. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Bryan man on trial this week for the aggravated kidnapping and strangulation of his estranged girlfriend decided to accept a plea agreement. 36-year-old Lance Gentry was sentenced to 25 years for the kidnapping. Prosecutors say punishment ranged from life in prison to probation because it was Gentry's first conviction. The plea came almost a year to the day of the incident near Smetana. The victim told sheriff's investigators Gentry was supposed to drive her to her mother's residence. Instead, Gentry took her to property his family owned, threatened her with a knife, and said he was going to kill then bury her on that land. Following a scuffle where the woman was choked, she was able to get away from Gentry and drive off in his truck to the Smetana grocery. Gentry was also convicted of strangulation, and the 10-year maximum sentence will be served at the same time as the kidnapping sentence. The DPS trooper who was accidentally shot in Madisonville on Wednesday is listed in stable condition following surgery at a Bryan hospital. Felipe Garza was shot in the stomach after he opened the door of his truck and his personal .22 caliber pistol fell out, hit the pavement, and discharged. Another university in Texas will be selling beer at football games. The University of North Texas will have beer available in an area away from a family fun zone. That follows the decision by SMU to start selling beer this season. Last week, the chancellor of the UT system ruled out selling beer at Longhorn football games. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. We'll have more news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. And for over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can install a battery in pretty much anything. Need one for your garage door opener? We can replace it before you can say, open sesame. Need a watch battery? We can install one in no time. Need a battery for your key fob? We can do it in a flash. So next time you need a battery put in, come in and we'll do it for you. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Located in College Station and in Bryan in front of the new Walmart.
7:38. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We'll generally have a lot of clouds around through today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and temperatures mostly up in the 80s. And we stay mostly cloudy during tonight. Showers and thunderstorms a few heavy this evening. Low temperature mid-70s overnight. Tomorrow, periods of clouds and sunshine. Back to some hot weather. Low 90s. Maybe a thunderstorm. Scattered clouds around at night. Mid-70s. And sunshine with a few clouds on Sunday. Hot. Lower to middle 90s with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My concerns are a player should be able to line up on defense, and our rules should always be reflective of player safety in terms of how you can get players in and out of a game, as well as how many plays they play and the cumulative effect that that might have on them.
That's Coach Nick Saban from Alabama during SEC Media Days. We'll have a little more on SEC Media Days with Zach Taylor, who was actually there. Preseason favorites for the SEC, and we've also got the British Open starting yesterday and running through the weekend. All that and more in sports in about 11 minutes. Aerosmith, very nice.
Our Aerosmith segment for this morning. Police in Massachusetts say a bearded man tried to rob a bank disguised as a woman. According to officials, the unidentified suspect attempted to rob the U.S. Alliance Federal Credit Union wearing bright red shoes, a dress, and a wig. No word on whether he got away with any money, but a police manhunt was quickly organized. Suspect was tracked down a nearby house and taken into custody. The beard apparently gave him away.
It was a fashion felony.
Thank burglary you. Suspect in Delaware caught thanks to his sweet tooth. Cops in the town of Lewes said that one Richard Walls broke into an apartment, stole a flat-screen television, a cable box, and some other electronics, and he might have gotten away, too, if he hadn't also allegedly stolen the frozen vanilla fudge drumstick ice cream treat from the freezer of the victim. Police scoured the area for Mr. Walls with no luck until a man backing out of a parking space eating an ice cream treat caught their attention, and yep, he ended up being the guy. Charged with three counts of burglary along with theft and criminal mischief. Just had to do that. Here's today's surprising fact. 41% of Texans voted for President Obama in 2012. That would be about 3.3 million people. Did you know that that is more than the entire population of 21 other states?
Jeez.
No kidding.
There's a lot of us. And there keep being more.
Yes.
1,400 a day moving to Texas.
It's one a minute.
Don't bring your politics with you, okay? Just saying.
Just your money.
Yeah. Remember the story we had about the kiddo, the 12-year-old who stole the school bus in Florida?
No, yes. Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago? He did it again.
What?
He did it again.
Now.
Michael Props jumped the Bay District bus, drove it to the nearby Walmart. Police say this is the second time this has happened. Okay? And it was 24 hours after his court appearance for the first time he did it.
Good heavens.
Yeah. Jeez. As a spokesperson said, our initial reaction was, oh, no, not again. This time reportedly stole a car from his aunt, drove it to Parker Elementary, hopped into the bus, drove that thing for more than 2 hours in the neighboring county. Police say he's not a particularly bad kid. He just likes stealing vehicles. Oh, but aside from that,
is that a real quote?
He's a great kid.
Yes, this is the
quote. The police said that?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Not a particularly bad kid. He just into stealing vehicles.
I mean, wow. Buses, I could imagine being excited or thrilled for about 5 minutes driving a bus. 2 hours?
Yeah, and again, it's probably a standard, right? It's a manual. So it takes some work. Got to be paying attention. And he must be a big 12-year-old, okay? Because, I mean, you know, I don't know how close the seat moves up. Sitting on a phone book. Not sure how that works out. Hello.
Man, we got to get him off that PS3, man. He's playing that Grand Theft Auto.
He's living the life,
isn't Yes, sir. Oh, hey, since we're talking stuff we've talked about before, you were talking about jumping the shark yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm watching a show with my daughter. They jumped tuna. It's the end of the show. So the writers of this kids' show wrote them jumping tuna.
Oh, jumping tuna. Oh,
yes.
Oh, all right. Well, very good. And so you explained Jump the Shark to her?
No, I just sat there laughing to myself this is pretty funny.
No, don't do that. She'd look at you after one go, what, Dad, what? All right, Weird Science has come up with the strangest things people have found in the water around New York City. Right? Life Science, yeah, I know, really. Yeah, LifeScience.com did this. Now, and it's based on an article that New York Magazine ran called Secrets of the Deep. That magazine article basically inspired a digital literary journal called Underwater New York. And it's about the objects that they found, just actually in some cases, just everyday people. Sometimes it was commercial divers, and then there was some research done by Columbia University, but sometimes it was just regular folks finding these. Here we go, a dead giraffe.
The whole thing?
Whole thing. Army Corps of Engineers once found the corpse of a giraffe in Lower New York Bay. The animal likely ended up in the water after trying to escape from a circus ship. This was back in the 1980s.
Well, it didn't try. It succeeded.
Yeah, it did. It just didn't end well.
Apparently the water was too deep.
Yeah, an old dining room table.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere in the East River, one of these old dining tables that had grooves and edges cut so that you could stand up apparently dinner plates on it. So that's how they knew it was a
special. So you can
sort of
sleep and
table.
Eat with the fishes.
That true.
Oh, nice.
Ice cream truck. Yes, even fish scream for ice cream. 1969, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation dumped a heap of Good Humor ice cream trucks off a barge near Atlantic Beach. The tires, cars, concrete slabs, all sorts of stuff can be piled up in there. Today, it's a pretty good area to go catch. What does a good humor truck sound like under the water? 1,600 bars of silver. 1903, a barge carrying about 7,700 silver ingots capsized between Staten Island and New Jersey, although about 6,000 of them eventually recovered. 1,600 still down there.
These aren't those little 1 gram silver bars they're giving out now.
I thought there were 2 gram, but yeah. Oh. But yeah, worth $26 million today, and they're still out there. A robot hand. One of the operators of the website Underwater New York, which uses these objects as inspirations for work in fiction, told Live Science that he once stumbled across a robotic hand near Staten Island. And, of course, dead bodies. You know that happens, yeah, especially when it's spring. And they start rising the surface faster. And a shipwreck on a shipwreck. Hundreds of ships have been wrecked in the lower Hudson River, the strangest found to be a pair of shipwrecks near Yonkers. There's a cabin cruiser lying on top of the remains of a much older ship back in the 19th century.
This is a bad spot of water.
Well, I guess so. And finally, cement-eating creatures. Truly bizarre life beneath the waters of New York. The naval shipworm starts out like a tiny clam but grows to be 4 feet long. It can devour wood. And then the crustaceans that look like tiny armadillos, like they'd know, apparently gnaw on concrete.
Oh, these things are terrifying. Yeah.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
The first day of grade school can be an exciting time for some moms because their young children are heading out from under their daily care for the first time. Other moms find it scary for exactly the same reason. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If you're a mom who's apprehensive, remember that worry isn't rooted in love. It's actually the result of fear. Worrying can make you overprotective, resulting in holding your child back when what they really need is encouragement to move forward. Worry is an emotion that has to be kept in check with truth. Remember when your son or daughter was learning to walk? They needed you to let go of their hands so they could figure it out on their own and even fall down. When children reach school age, they need you to give them more space and more freedom. It's also during childhood that young boys and girls need to learn how to handle responsibilities. Getting themselves ready for school in the morning and completing homework on time form the basis for the skills that they'll need as adults. So when you're tempted to worry that your son or daughter needs you to be there to help, stop and ask yourself if that's what they really need. It might be that the best thing you can do is let them stumble so that they can learn how to walk through the next stage on their path toward maturity. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Green Teams Incorporated announces its big monthly plant sale. This Friday from 9 till noon, Green Teams Incorporated will have small indoor plants to big indoor plants at cheap, cheap prices. Plants start at just 50 cents. Don't miss Green Team Incorporated's big monthly plant sale from 9 till noon this Friday in the Brazos County Industrial Park. From 2818, turn on Shiloh. Go down a block, turn right, and Green Teams Incorporated is on the left.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It's 7:50. Alabama is the preseason favorite to win the SEC football title based on votes of media members announced yesterday at the SEC Media Day. The Crimson Tide finished well ahead of second place Auburn, followed by South Carolina. They're favored to win the Eastern Division. Third leading vote getter there. The Gamecocks were followed by Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, Arkansas, and Mississippi State. The good news for A&M is they placed three players on the first team All-SEC squad. Offensive lineman Cedric Obwehi, defensive back DeShazer Everett, and punter Drew Kaser. Zach Taylor's been in Hoover, Alabama all week and is wrapping things up at the Southeastern Conference Media Day.
The fourth and final installment of SEC Media Days took place yesterday down in Hoover, Alabama, and the lineup did not disappoint. The morning featured Georgia head coach Mark Richt and Ole Miss's Hugh Freeze. Freeze says that his propensity for playing young players has been paying off on the recruiting trail.
Now obviously, you can go look at who I've played and know that I'm not afraid to play young kids. It is a selling point at a certain extent, and then you get to a point where you got enough of them there. They're like, well, if I come, I have to compete with so and so and so and so, and which in this league, if you're recruiting a kid that's afraid to compete, he's probably not the right kid anyway. But there's no question that me pointing out that we had five All-Americans as freshmen, and the many more that played significant minutes proves to the families that we're recruiting and the young men that we're not afraid to do that if that's the best scenario for our team.
The Rebels will visit the Aggies on October 11th, Ole Miss's first trip to Kyle since Texas A&M joined the SEC in 2012. Up next on the day was the man that everyone in Hoover, or at least the fans, wanted to see, Alabama coach Nick Saban. Saban has been on the record as saying he wants up-tempo offenses like the Aggies to slow down. He reiterated those thoughts yesterday.
My concerns are a player should be able to line up on defense, and our rules should always be reflective of player safety in terms of how you can get players in and out of a game, as well as how many plays they play and the cumulative effect that might have on them down the road.
We'll see if Saban's defense can slow down the Aggies' hurry-up offense when the two teams meet October 18th in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Rounding out the day was new Kentucky coach Mark Stoops, as well as players from all four schools. And that wraps up the 2014 SEC Media Days. From Hoover, Alabama, I'm Zach Taylor.
If you missed any of our press coverage on SEC Media Days, you can find it unedited and podcast on our sister station's website, zone1150.com. The second round of the British Open is underway at Royal Liverpool. The field is chasing Rory McIlroy, who fired a 6-under 66 for a one-shot edge over Italy's Matteo Mancero. McIlroy said that he was dead on yesterday.
It was a really solid round of golf. You know, didn't really put a foot wrong. Made a couple of loose swings coming in, but you know, was able to manage to save par there, which was great. And couldn't be happier with a 66.
Tiger Woods was three shots back through 18 holes, and defending champ Phil Mickelson was eight shots off the pace. An attorney for Lance Armstrong says the cyclist talked with investigators about doping in the sport's past. Elliot Peters told the Associated Press Armstrong set up the meetings and sat for questions for almost 7 hours back in May and described the session as, quote, very good. The probe has been expected to center around the International Cycling Union's handling of doping, especially during the Armstrong era. And since we're talking cycling, Italian Vincenzo Nibali will wear the leader's yellow jersey into the 13th stage of the Tour de France today. It is a tough 122-mile mountain trek that will put the competitors in the French Alps for the first time. He holds a 2-minute and 23-second lead over Australian Richie Porte. Baseball's getting back to work, and the Texas Rangers have been making some moves coming out of the All-Star break. They recalled opening day catcher J.P. Ansarbia from AAA Round Rock and may use him at first base. The team also activated catcher Giovanni Soto, who had been out for 60 days on the disabled list after tearing cartilage in his right knee during spring training. The Rangers skip Ron Washington says the second half of the season is all about the arms coming out of the bullpen.
Well, you certainly need pitching, and we definitely have to get them on track. I mean, the bullpen, you can see, was dead. We just entered the first half and they were dead. I mean, we had to use them a lot, and we have to figure out a way to start getting our starting pitchers deep in ball games.
The Rangers head to Toronto to take on the Blue Jays tonight at 6 o'clock. The Stros are back to work as well, coming off the All-Star break. Houston manager Bo Porter thinks the team is starting to gel together pretty well.
I feel like these guys have definitely made great strides. We feel like the talent level is improved over last year. We have some young, excited players, and we believe that, you know, all of that, their energy, that they're kind of just breeds more and more confidence.
Houston is in Chi-Town for the White Sox tonight at 7. And finally, we'll wrap things up in the NFL, where Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league has narrowed its list of host cities for the 2015 NFL draft down to 2. New York City Radio Music Hall are not in the mix because they were already booked. So, quote, we're focusing solely on Los Angeles and Chicago now, he said Thursday while participating on the CBS Thursday Night Football panel via the Los Angeles Times. The draft has been at the Radio City Music Hall the last 9 years and in New York since 1965. And that's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, can't trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
RV Station in Bryan is the place to get ready for your summertime road trips.
Oh, come on.
You know, if a company tells you something about themselves in a commercial, it ought to mean something. At RV Station, I promise to you,
the best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
That means our brands are built to stand the rigors of the road for decades.
Now that's peace of mind.
Right now, RV Station has a brand new Hideout 280 LHS.
Take it home for just $199 a month.
How about a new Keystone 3620 FL Alpine?
Over 25,000 off MSRP.
Let's hit the road.
RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Family fun starts here.
Hideout number 2743. Detail price $21,995. 144 months, 4.99 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC. Keystone number 2692. Sale price $65,995.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So we're talking a little while ago about the kiddo who steals the bus twice. Caller with the idea that he's on the PS, PlayStation too much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, with that in mind, once again, makers of a popular video game being sued. It's Call of Duty Black Ops 2 being sued by Manuel Noriega.
What?
Filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court against Activision Blizzard, the creators of the game. Noriega claims that the game has harmed his reputation. by depicting him as a kidnapper and a murderer and an enemy of the state. Currently serving time in Panama after being convicted of drug trafficking and money laundering and killing potential opponents. But, I mean, come on, really?
Noriega. Details, details.
Yeah, he's also suing for a cut of the $1 billion. Maybe that's got something to do with it. Once again, could it be following the money?
No.
All right. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Most of the rain is out of here, and it's to the south of us, but we'll see how all that works out. Look for a high temperature today of about 91 or so. Low temperature tonight will be in the middle 70s. We do have a 20% chance of rain hanging around for tonight and then tomorrow. But by Monday, we'll forget it. It'll be 96. WTAW College Station, Brian Blanche Brick joins us after the news.